Okay, Rabbi Isai, we're continuing on Daf Mem Gimel. We left off yesterday, Mem Gimel Amud Beis, almost halfway down the Amud, where the Gemara says, "Umay chozes tahai kol lerabuye noshim." If you see where you have the parentheses, it's five lines above the parentheses. "Umay chozes tahai kol lerabuye noshim." What are we referring to? So we have to go back to Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, because we're in the middle of a sugya, and we're discussing the shita of Rebbe Lezer. What does Rebbe Lezer hold? We're going to go back a little bit here on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. We're going to skip around. We're about, why don't we go back five or six lines before the wide lines where the Gemara quotes a braisa, the Sanya, Al Chometz Dogon Gomur Onush Koreis Al Eruvoy Belav. This is the halacha of what we call Chometz B'Taruvis. What's Taruvis Chometz? As we had yesterday in the Mishnah, it's not pure unadulterated chametz, it's chametz which is mixed into some sort of mixture, such as we had the kutach habavli, that was the milchige dip, or we had the sheicher hamodai, or we had the chometz u'edoimi, etc. Those are all taruvis chametz. And we said in our Mishnah that the halach of taruvis chametz, it's also chametz, but it's a chametz be azhara. Azhara means it's a lav, for which chas v'sholom a person gets malchus, but there is no din of kares. And that's Rebbe Lezer of this brisa. Al chometz dog and gomer is kares. Al eruvai taruv is beloved. Rebbe Lezer chomamayim, no. Al chometz dog and gomer anish kares. Al eruvai beloy klum. Taruv is chometz is gonish. If it's not chometz be'en, if it's not real life chometz, it's somehow mixed together in something else, gunish, not even a lav, no malchus. Now how does Rebbe Lezer know that Taruvis has this special din? It's kind of a hybrid or quasi-chametz, because on the one hand, it's also like chametz, but it doesn't have a din of chorus. Where does Rebbe Lezer take this from? So now we have to skip down a few lines.
Does it matter the mixture, whether or not it's 90% chametz and 10% non-chametz?
It doesn't appear 10%. To be. But we're going to talk a little bit more about that today as we get into the next sugya.
Whether one can taste the chametz in the...
Yeah, you understand whether you can taste it, whether it's 90%, 10%. These types of considerations, Hashem, we'll address shortly. But in the meantime, based on this drasha, it doesn't make a difference. Taruvis chametz is osir belaf. Zokti Yimara. Now we go down to 7-8 lines from the bottom of Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. 7-8 lines from the bottom. At the end of the line it says, Rebbe Lezer, Eruvai Belav. We're starting the beginning of the next line. This is 6-7 lines from the bottom. Minole. How does he know that Teruv is Chometz is Belav? It says in the Pasuk, Kol Machmetzes Loi Soichelu. Poshet, at this point, it's from the word Machmetzes. It doesn't say Chometz. Yeah, machmetz means things which are chometz dik, which means not pure, unadulterated chometz like a piece of bread, but it means a teruvus chometz, a mixture. Oh, so that's how I know. There's another posse. Ki kol oichel machmetzes v'nichrisa. Oh, I have the exact same word machmetzes there too. So if machmetzes over here means taruvis chometz loy soichelu, so then there also says ki kol oichel machmetzes v'nichrisa. It should be a din of kares. Everything more, no. That machmetzes comes to tell you a different drasha. What is that machmetz come to tell you? We boy later the sanya we learned machmetz in the elat shemis chametz may elat. That stuff if it became chametz on its own. On its own means either you let it rise or leaven on its own, or you threw in some sa'ar, some sourdough. Machmetz dover achem inayin. How do you know that if it rose because of extraneous external forces? Rashi traces back in Daf Chavches Amud Bey says, for instance, if you took wine sediment, which also has the power of fermenting the wine and causing the leavening of the bread. So how do I know the machmas dover achaminayin that that also is considered to be machmetz? It's chametz. Tamaloymer kol machmetz v'nechreso. Aha. So therefore, this machmetz, the first machmetz, is coming to tell you the din of taruvis chametz. The second machmetz is coming to tell you chametz shenis chametz ayidei dover acher. There is kares, but not by the case of the taruvus chametz. Maybe you should go and say that the first pasuk of the Kol Machmetz Lo Yisechelu is not talking about taruvus. Maybe there too it's talking about chametz shenitz chametz Machmas Dover Acher, and then the two psukim will be totally consistent with one another in terms of the definition of the word Machmetz. Says Yimoy, you're right. The point that you make is a good point. And the Talmud Reb Elezer is Mikol. The Raya of Reb Elezer of Taruvis is not from the word Machmetz. It says in the pasuk, Kol Machmetz Lo Yisechelu. What does the Kol come to tell you? To include Taruvis. There it also says, Ki kol oichel machmetzes. So that kol also comes to include the chayre taruvis and kareis. So that kol oichel machmetzes is not coming to include taruvis, it's coming to include women. Because I might have thought that women are potter from the din of chametz. Now, why would I have thought? After all, women are mechuyev in all the loisesses, as the Gemara brings from Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Nafka. It says in the pasuk, ish oy isha kiyas mikol chatis odom. Why did it say ish oy isha? Ish v'akosif. Last line on the omit, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Torah is mashva, equates men and women for all on Shabbat. So why would there have been a half a minute that I need a special kol? So tomorrow I'll tell you why. It's so kedaita chamina because in the same pasuk we're now on the top of Mem Gimel Amud Beis. It says Olksev Lo Yisoichel of Chametz Shivus Yom Toichel of Matzos. So the Torah juxtaposes together the iser of eating chametz with the mitzvah of eating matzah, and particularly the mitzvah of eating matzah on Seder night. The Lechem Oini Shivus Yom Toichel Olam Matzos Lechem Oini Kol Shiyash Bekomachol Matzah. I would say only those that are mechuyev in the mitzvah asay of eating matzah Seder night, they have the mitzvah of Yeshua Bal Toichel Chometz. V'hani Nashi, but these women, they're exempt L'choira from eating matzah because it's a mitzvah Sasei Shehaz Man Grama. So I would say Eima Bal Toichel Chometz Nami Lesnu. Maybe there's a special din that even though Kola Teira Kula Ish Oy Isha Hishva Kodesh Baruch Hu Ish Li Isha Ish Li Ish L'chol Oy Shema Teira, but here's an exception to the rule because of the fact that we're equating the din of chametz and matzah together. Kamash Malana's name, that's why you have to have the kol. And then the Gemara adds as a kind of a parenthetical, V'hashvitz Rabbah L'kol. Don't make a mistake and think, okay, well, now I just finished the Gemara. Women are puta from eating matzah Seder night. No, they are mechuyev just as much as the menfolk. Why? Because now, as a result of the kol, I've reinstated the women in the iser of eating chametz. So, Mamela, now we have the second part of the pasuk. All those guys that are loy seichel olav chametz people, which includes men and women. Now all of those guys are now included in the Shibas Yom and Toichol Olam Matzois. Kirab Lozer, Kirab Lozer, Nashachiv, Lechiz Matzois, Vartoyri Shinema, Lezechol of Chomets, Kol Shiesh Mbal Toichol Chomets, which now includes women because of the Kol, Yesh Mechiles Matzois, and Inash, Hoyl, Lechiz Mechol Chomets, Yesh Mechol Machol Matzois. And this is where we left off yesterday. So therefore, bottom line is, I have now two cults. The first cult is the one that Reb Elezer uses to teach us the din of chametz b'taruvis. That's the pasuk kol machmetz loisoichelu. Not only be'en you shouldn't eat, but also the kol machmetz, which means the taruvis you shouldn't eat. And the second pasuk ki kol oichol chem chametz v'nichrasa, that kol doesn't come to include the din of taruvis. It comes to include women, noshim, that they, if they eat chametz, chas v'shalom v'nichrasa. And now the Gemara asks the obvious question. Since here it says kol, and there it says kol, why is one kol more taruvis, and the second kol is more noshim? Maybe we should mix it up, maybe we should say both of them are taruvis. And that's the, there's a big taruvis over here of all these psukim. We have to figure out what, which kol is which, and why is why. Oh my chosis, freit the Gemara, the high kol erbuye noshim, Umafkis eruvoy, emel rebuye eruvoy. So the Gemara asks an obvious question. We have two separate psukim. Both psukim are talking about machmetz. The first one is the lav. that lav is kol machmetzis lo yisechelu. Don't even think of eating chametz on Pesach. That's the first pasuk. We have another pasuk that says, oh, by the way, ki kol oichel machmetzis if chas shalom eat machmetzis, then menichas is the din of kareis. Now, on the surface, since we're talking about the same kol machmetzis, ki kol oichel machmetzis, I would think that if a person, now that we're learning the first kol of kol machmetzis lo yisachelu, that kol comes to include taruvis chametz, the mixture of chametz, so then l'choira, it's on that very mixture that the Torah says ki kol oichel machmetzis v'nechrasa, that there is a din of kareis on eating taruvis chametz. But that's not what Reb Elezer holds. Reb Elezer holds on a ruvay, on taruvis, it's only belav. And the Gemara says why. So we just got finished saying that the second kol of the kol eichel machmetzis is referring to noshim. Why? I beg your pardon. Put women to the side for one moment, with all great respect and due respect to them. But the point is, why don't we learn the same kol as before? The first kol comes to tell you taruvis lo yisechelu, and the second kol also tells you ki kol eichel machmetzis if you eat taruvis v'nechrasa. Wouldn't that be totally consistent in style and in wording and pshat in the pasuk? Makes so much sense. Why should we say the second kol comes to include women? Why do I say that the second kol is rabuye noshim umafkes eruvay, and therefore you exclude and leave out taruvis chametz? Why don't we say that the second kol is also to include taruvis chametz, that is a din of kareis? Says Igmar Mistabre, Koiba Oichlin Marba Oichlin, Koiba Oichlin Marba Necholim. The Oichlin that we're referring to is people that eat. Why? Because the pasuk says, "Ki kol oichel machmetzes."
Gavra chesed type of a distinction, right?
Oh, fine. So Barry says that the word oichel, ki kol oichel machmetzes, a person who's eating, he's the eater, the oichlin. Ah, that's the gavra. So if it says ki kol oichel, it would sound like let's add something. After all, every kol comes always to include and to add something. So you would add someone to the oichlin, to the people who are eating. Not only the host, but also the guests, so to speak. So not only the men folk, you add also the lady folk from this additional kol. However, if you're talking about ochlen kikol oichel machmetzis, would it make sense to say, okay, now let's throw in taruvis? Taruvis is the gav, is the heftzah. That's the food that's being eaten. That's not the ochel, the person that's eating. So if we're talking about eaters, add another club to the, add more members to the club of eaters. Who are those members? The noshim. However, to go and say we're talking about eaters, okay, let's throw in taruvis, that's talking about the chefs, and that's not talking about the gabra, not talking about the person. Mash enkin, if you go back to the first pasuk says, kol machmetzis lo yisechelu. They were talking about the machmetzis, the subject, the object. Don't eat the chefs, don't eat the chametz, the taruvis. Oh, so the kol says, in that club of the ne'echolim, of the chefs that are being eaten, throw in taruvis into the mix. Throw the mixture into the mix. Ah, so therefore, the first call is mixture. Second call comes to tell you the rest. Okay, so far that sounds great.
Second call is what?
Second call is to add the women.
The who? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's the who, right.
That's the he.
The he, yeah, okay. Maske v'rab nosen avua dirav huna. Is this really true that if I find a pasuk that's talking about the eaters, that we don't add in also the subjects of the eating? Oh, what is this pasuk talking about? We're talking about a korban that's being brought in the Beis Hamikdash. What do we do with a korban? The aymarin, which are the chalavim, they go on the mizbeach. Now what happens if somebody sees those chalavim, and he says, those really look delicious. I'd love to eat from that chalav. Ki kol oichel chalav min ha-behema ashayakrif mimeno ishel Hashem. If somebody eats from those aymarin, the nichras achas yisholim this kareis. Okay, very clear pasuk. Zokti Mora, says the Braise, Ein li ele chelivat tamimim, shiroi li karif. I only know if a person eats a murim from a carbon which is being brought, he gets karis. What about chelib ali mumin minayin? What happens if you have another carbon which unfortunately was disqualified because it had a blemish, and therefore we're not bringing it for the carbon? What happens if the person now goes and eats from that chelib? How do I know he also gets karis? That's why it says ki kol oichel chelib min habehema shiyakrit. Where else does chelib come from? Chelib doesn't grow on the tree. Chelib of course comes min habehema. So the words min habehema would seem to be ibrik, superfluous. And that's why I learned from that min habehema, even those which did not rise to the level of being brought for a carbon, even those which are bali woman. Okay, chelib chulu minayin. What happens if you're talking about not a carbon, but just regular, an ordinary cow, an ordinary ox, ordinary sheep? What happens if you go and take from that chelev? How do you know the nichras of this din of kares? Tamaloymer gichol. From kol, I learned the din of bali mumin. Or I'm sorry, from mina behema, I learned the din of bali mumin. Here, how do I know chelev chulin? Tamaloymer gichol. Freiti mara v'hocha dekoy be'oichlin. After all, here we're talking about kikol oichel chelev. So we're talking about the eaters. We're not talking about the cheftzis. We're talking about the gavris, the people that are eating. If that's the case, v'kamar b'necholim, and we're adding to the subjects of what's being eaten, not just the chelev of karbonites, but even chelev of bali mumin, and even chelev of chulin. So you see that you can add to the oichel through the kol, not only eaters, other ochlin, but you can add ne'echolim. Evidently, this is a nishka kasha. There I have no breira. Hosam deleka oichlin mar b'ne'echolim. There, in the parish of eating chelev, there's nobody else to throw into new members in the club, because kikol oichel chelev already refers to both men and to women. Why does it refer to all men and to women? Because the pasuk concludes v'nechrasa, and we have the drush on the Amud Aleph, ish oy isha kiyas mikol chatis adam, hishva isha l'ish l'chol oynshin shabbat Torah. So I know that women are automatically included, automatic membership. I don't need a kichol to go and be marbe. So what is the kichol going to be marbe? It's going to be marbe, chulin. By default, I have nothing else. Mar b'necholim. Okay, let's just finish the sentence. Here, in our case, where I do have more people to add members to the club, who are those people? Women. Well, why should women be any different by chametz than by chelev? Because I would have thought that women are pater min chametz. Why would I think that they're pater? Because I have that pasuk at the top of the yomid. The only one that has a chiyuv in the isra of chametz are those people that have the mitzvah of matzah. And I would say that women are pater on matzah because it's the mitzvah say shezman grama. So therefore, maybe they're pater from the din of machmetzis and chametz and all the rest. That's why I need the kol. Oh, so therefore, I have ability to use oichlin to go and be marba other oichlin. There, in the case of the chelev, I don't have other people to install in the eaters' club, because women are automatically included among the eaters. Over here, women would, I would have thought, are excluded. That's why I have to have the kichal to go and add the women in the case of the machmetzis, in the case of the chametz. Here that I have oichlin, so that's why the second pasuk, I'm going to add the women, and I'm not going to add the taruvis. Your question.
In the case of the chelev, if you already have a drasha to include a chelev of chulin, chelev of mum, which is superior to chulin, certainly should be aser. I understand chelev from the korban, that's sort of the source. But once you're going to have a drasha for, you know, chulin hakal, about mum from kachim hachomer lo meboy.
So it
feels superfluous. The middle drasha feels superfluous if you're going to jump to chulin.
Perfect. So let's go learn from mina behema the din of chelev of chulin. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, and then certainly bal mumin of kachim.
The pasuk there, we have two extra ribuys over here.
Right.
One is mina behema, and one is kichol.
Right.
From mina behema, we learn at the din of bali mumin, and kichol, we learn at the din of chelev chulin. So you're saying, once I have the kichol to tell this chelev chulin, then I don't need mina behema to go and tell you the din of chelev bali mumin.
Exactly.
100%. But now, let's think for a moment. What happens, if, in fact, if we would only say kichol oichel chelev? So I would say, That's not referring to chulin. That's the so Bali far removed. That refers to bali mumin.
So you need a placeholder. Okay. Right. Okay.
You have to have two because you have to go in steps. Otherwise, you'd say, how can you go all the way from kachim to chulin?
Very good. Okay. Thank you.
Zokti morabaita v'rabbanon the last lu eidiv kol. Oh, so now we finished with Reb Lezer temporarily, and we've concluded that according to Reb Lezer, I have my kol machmatzis to go and tell you the din of taruvis, but it doesn't rise to the level of karis. It only has a din of an isalab and azhar. Sprengti Gemara, what about the Rabbanan? Remember we had back in that price that we quoted at the outset, the Rabbanan said, B'loi klum, so gonish mit gonish. So Sprengti Gemara, what do they do with that kol machmetzes lo yisei chelu? Rabbanan, the less lo eruv, they don't hold the din of taruvis, kol leidarshi, they don't have a kabbalah for that kol, so therefore they don't have that limut. Sprengti Gemara, that's the case. So how do they know in the next passing? Ki kol oichel machmetzes v'nichrasa, how do they know that women are taka mechuyev in hilchois chomet? El noshim in alu. So Gemara, kol loy darshi. Ki chol darshi. Kol on its own, they have no kabbalah, that's a drasha. But ki chol oichel machmetzes. Ki chol. That's the key to understanding the difference between the kol alone and the ki chol together. Shkoyah. Thank you, Brother Shai. So therefore, that's the ki chol together. That is the drasha l'rabbi says hanoshim. Aha. Okay. What does Rabbi Lezer do with the double ki chol? Rabbi Lezer, Eima kol l'rabbi says hanoshim, ki chol l'rabbi says eruvay. Now that we've established that there's an inyan of an riboy based on the two words together, ki chol, so then I have two ribuyim here in the pasuk ki kol oichel machmetzis v'nichrasa. The kol is noshim. I takenid that, like we said before. The ki chol is the rabbis is a ruwe to go and add the taruvis. That there too there's a din of kares. So maybe I should go and say that according to Blazer, the din of taruvis has a din of kares and not just an azhara. The ki chol Reb Lezer loy darish. You're going to go and say, come on, yeah. You can only darshin konishka ki chol. God, I don't believe in that. So the ki chol he doesn't darshin. But Tanya, I'll show you Reb Lezer himself does darshin ki chol. We're in a totally different context. It says in the pasuk, "Kichol saor v'chol devash loy saktiru." Right, that's ice number 3 over here. Kol mincha shatigu Hashem lisas chometz. Kichol saor v'chol devash loy saktiru mimenu isha l'Hashem. Darshin Gemara saor bal taktiru inli ella kulay. I only know a ganzes saor. What it means a ganzes saor? Says Rashi, if the entire haktora that you're doing is a full saor on the mizbeach. Miktsase minayin. How do we know miktsase? How much is miktsase? Rashi says achutzi zayis. In other words, just like we find by achilas odom that the minimum shear typically is a kezayis. So b'achilas mizbeach, the Gemara also assumes that there's a din of kezayis to be oiver on saor bal taktiru. How do I know miktsase if you only put on a chutzi zayis? How do I know that there too you're going to be oiver on this iser? Tam loimar. Kol, it's in the pasuk ki chol saar, chol devash. Kol comes to be marbe the din of even a mixtus kazayis. We're going to talk about the chutzi shir in a moment. We're going to get into all of that. But in the meantime, the mixtus over here means taka chutzi shir of a chutzi zayis. Frankly, more eruv minayim. What means eruv minayim? That it is not be'en, but rather it's mixed into something else. Rashi gives an example, for instance, certain kabbonis you have to do, by kabbonis mincha, you have to do psisa. When you have your normal mincha solas, then of course it's already flowing flour. However, what happens if you have a mushal mafei taner, machvas marcheshes, you have to posseis oisapitim, you have to crumble it. Aha. So what happens if the person crumbled it, and he threw in a little few crumbs of sa'oir as well? So you don't see the sa'ar, it's mixed in bitaruvis. How do I know that even that is also to put on the mizbeach, even though the roiv of it happens to be regular, ordinary flour or the crumbs from the mincha? Tamuloymer, kichol! Oh boy! Man, Shabbatli, the Dorish kol. Who did we just find in our sugi the darshan's kol? That's Rebbe Lezer. That's why he uses the kol to teach us taruvas here and noshim over there. The kadorish kichol, and you see when it comes to the sa'or, he darshan's both the kol and the kichol. Yeah. The kol to go and tell you the din of the chutzi shir, the chutzi zayis, and the kichol to go and tell you the din of taruvas. So say the same thing over here. Kichol oichol machmatzes. Or at least, yeah, a kichol oichol machmatzes, go and put the double. The kol comes to tell you the noshim, for sure. That's because Oichlin is marred by other oichlin. But since I have an extra key, let's go and darshan from that as well. What will I darshan from that as well? All to the din of taruvis. You tell me only oichlin is only marred by oichlin. That's when I have another alternative. But here I have no other alternative. I've already covered the waterfront. All men and all women. There's nothing else to include. And therefore, the key of the key chol l'charisha go include something else. Throw in now taruvis. That ki chol oichel machmetzis, if a person eats taruvis, v'nechrisa. So you're going to go and tell me, Arab Lezer doesn't hold of ki chol, he only holds of kol. But I see by Sari does hold of ki chol. So the more kash is takishver on the drashis alibid Reb Lezer.
So yes,
one second. Yes, sir.
Ki means because, right?
Because.
Because all.
Because
so all. Because you have the cause in front of it, it makes it more inclusive.
That's when Mark says that word is superfluous. It could have just simply said,
Oichel
Machmetzis. Why do you have to say, Kol Oichel Machmetzis? Ki Kol Oichel Machmetzis. Just Oichel Machmetzis and Nichrisa. So the extra key.
I thought the call was established that everyone is obligated. And
that's the call. Call comes to everybody.
Call
by itself. But what do you need? The Ki Kol.
That's
bothering you, that's bothering Gemara, that's bothering all of us. What does that key come to tell you? So Gemara says, I think I have the key to the answer here, and that key is going to come to include taruvis. But if it comes to include taruvis, then you'd be chayiv koris even on taruvis. But Reb Lezer says, you're not chayiv. Says Gemara, kasha, sakishver, I don't know what to do. You have to clap your heart. We don't know. Yeah. Gemara does not answer the question. Yes, Barry.
The brisa we just quoted about Seor and the Mincha, that's Rabbi, how do we know that's Rabbi Eliezer?
That's more asked. Faith Gemara, man, Shamat Lee, the Dorish Kol. Where do we find someone who dashes Kol?
We don't want to mention his name explicitly, but we know that's a Rebbe.
We know that a Blazer of dashes Kol here from Yom Aleph. We know the dashes Kol, the Gabi, the Halach of Taruvis by the Chometz, and the dashes of Kol, the Gabi, the Noshim. So we see that he is a Kol Darshan. So Gemara assumes that he is the Darshan of Kol here.
There's no explicit statement, Dibar Rebbe Lezer.
No, there's no explicit statement. That's exactly right. And therefore we have a kasha, and we end that part of the sugya over here. Now we started a brand new sugya, Umr Bavo, and this is a shas sugya, a sugya that applies to the entire Talmud from beginning to end. And we say in the Gemara, Umr Bavo, Umr B'Yochanan, Kol Isurin Shebatoira Ein Heter Mitztaref Li Isur. Chutz Me Isure Nozir Shari Umr Toira Mishras. What's the Gemara telling us? Exactly. A person is eating kosher meat, and the kosher meat has attached to it a piece of chaylev that was not removed by the butcher, or by, they say in Yiddish, the triber, the one that's menaka, the one that removes the chaylev, the fats. He left it on. I'm not talking about the fats that you go when you have it and you buy in the store, because presumably all those fats are shuman, which are permissible to eat. We're talking about prohibited fats, which are attached to a piece of meat. Now, if I eat a full kezayis means an olive full of the fat, then clearly I'm over the din of oichel chaylev. If I did it b'mezid, kach shom koris. If I did it b'shogeg, I bring karmachatos. What happens if I didn't eat a full kezayis of chaylev? I only ate a half of kezayis of chaylev, which was attached to a half a kezayis of regular meat, and I ate up therefore an entire kezayis, half of it being mutter and half of being iser. The part, the meat was fine, that was great, but the chaylev was no good. Would I say that the person is over on the eating of iser chaylev? And the answer is a resounding no, because he only ate a chutzishir. Not that you're allowed to eat it, as Brother Shai pointed out a couple of minutes ago. Everybody knows chutzishir is about to toss it. But you wouldn't go and get the full-fledged iser that would be mechayiv and oinish of koris, of bringing a korban chatas. That's only if you have a full shear of a kizayis. And that's not only by chayiv. Same thing with gabi chazir, or any other type of isur. The iser is iser, and if you ate a full shear, then you're oiver. However, if you only eat a chutzi shear, you're not oiver. So it says the Gemara, Kol Yisurin Shematayra Ein Het Mitzarv Iser. I don't add a half a kezayis of the meat to the half a kezayis of the chayv. Chutz, but there's an exception to the rule, and that's Isurei Nozir. Now, what's the din by a Nozir? What happens if the Nozir eats a piece of bread together with a half a kezayis of anovim of grapes? So he didn't eat a full kezayis, he only ate a half a kezayis. But he also ate a half a kezayis of bread together with it. He made it into a grape sandwich. Oy, and it tasted like sour grapes. But the Ma'isa, that's what he ate. It is mitzaref. I only had only half. Says he more because it says in the pasuk, "V'chol mishras anovim." What means mishras anovim? To be sure, it means to soak. So Pashup Shad is talking about, you remember in the Alta Haim, and even here in America, the Alta Yidin, when they used to give out tikkun on the table with sponge cake and schnapps, they would always go and put the sponge cake into the schnapps and eat it that way. They would always dip it in, machaya, delicious. Yes, with your minik too, because you have the...
My father.
Yes, I have the same to be your dayno. Exactly. So that's what Mishras Anovim is all about, that you go and take your challah or your bread and you dip it into the wine for breakfast, for lunch, whatever, and you go and eat it in that way. That's called Mishras Anovim. So guess what? Why did tell us Mishras Anovim? Come on. You eat Anovim and you drink wine, you eat the Chatzan and Badzog. What's this Lashon Mishras? This Mishras is coming to tell you that even though you only ate a Chutz Zayis. Now I know the word Mishras literally is referring to the liquid, but Har Gemara throughout is assuming that for Hilchos Nozer everything goes with the solid Kezayis and not with the Revius. So therefore the Gemara tells us is by Isser Nozer, if you go and take a half a Kezayis of grapes and half a Kezayis of bread and you make a sandwich, a koirach, and you eat it together, you're over. So here Heter is Metzarif li Isser by Nozer. No, that's or about the tiru, which we just had now. A person who puts the or on the mizbeach, there too, heter mitztarif li isur. And therefore, when we spoke about before, miktosoi, that he put in a chotzi zayis, says the Gemara, we're talking about, you could sit over here if you'd like, Reb Simcha. This is the hot seat. If you sit over here, you have to be in the best behavior. But anyway, oh, Rob is not here. And he comes in the mizbeach. All right, anyway, so getting back to our Gemara. So the Gemara tells us that a chutz shir is mitztarif. That is, a heter is mitztarif iser, not only by nozir, but also the gabi this din or about the tir. And therefore, when we said the drushim before, ainli elakulai miktsosai minayin, it didn't mean the chutz zayis on its own, it meant a chutz zayis together with another chutz zayis. That the two are mitztarif.
What does the word mitztarif mean?
Join. Togetherness.
Okay. To join or to merge one with the other. To mitztarif. Tziruf.
Okay, so then the half and half makes the shemekir.
Exactly. So not only by nozir, the same thing by Sa'or and Baltaktiru, also half and half equals one. You put in half and half, you get one. Right?
Do
you
agree? Isn't the law of nozir, digressing just a bit,
any grape? Any grape. So a white grape, blue grape, yellow grape. Exactly. So one speck, you're not allowed to eat one speck. But you're only over the din of eating as a nozir if you eat a kazai.
So then the punishment would be to start the
punishment. The punishment is, and if a person goes and violates by eating, I don't know that he starts all over again. It's only if he becomes
tummy.
If he becomes tummy, then he has to start again from scratch.
But if he touches a grape to his tongue,
and if he looks at it, he gets a picture of it,
and he eats it. Puts his tongue out. That's what I'm saying.
He's over an isur, but he doesn't have to start counting again. He just continues and completes his 30 days. Exactly. Okay, anyway, so getting back to Gemara, Afsa or Baltatiru is exact same din, Heter Mitztarif Li Isur. And since Heter Mitztarif Li Isur by Sa'or Baltatiru explains Rashi, that drasha that we had before, Eli Alekulai Mitzosi Minai, and this is what was bothering Brother Shai when we were learning Mitzosi. Mitzosi is not that he only put a Chotzi Zayas on the Mizbeach, but he put a Chotzi Zayas of a Sa'or together with a Chotzi Zayas of something else. They put it together on the Mizbeach, boom, you're going to be Chayv. So you do have to have a full shear, but you only have to have a Chotzi shear of the Sa'or. And as long as you put the Chotzi shear of Sa'or together with the Chotzi shear, the marshal of a Matzah, to put them together, put them on the Mizbeach, you're going to be Chayv.
It's Mamish Teruvah's Chametz.
But it's not imamish terubis because we still have both kol and kichol. So the difference between kol is that you see each one be'en. I see here the piece of sa'or, the sourdough. I see the piece of matzah. I put one on the other. I put them on top of the mizbeach. Boom, all the lights inside, everything starts going off.
The volume is mixed, but each one is distinct.
Exactly. Mashenkin teruvis, it's mixed together because you mixed and mashed and blended in and ground it and all the rest.
So that's why it wouldn't fall under the general rubric of the Chatzis here. The whole machlok was from Shlokas from Yochanan.
Exactly.
So you
only had a Chutzis shear, you didn't have anything else.
Yeah.
Here we're talking about you had a full shear, but half of the shear was het and half the shear was
is in a separate pasuk.
Exactly. Good. Anyway, so that's the story so far. We're not finished yet, Rabbi Yisrael, but that's so far. Uziri Yom Afsa Orbach Tetiru Kiman. Who is this according to Kirb Lezer? The Dorish Kol, because he dashed the Inyan of the Kol, and therefore the Kol comes to tell you, like we said before, Ki Chol Rabbi says the Orbach Tetiru and the Kula Mitzos Minayin. Kol Sior Erumina Kicholza. Pray to my Hachi. Lini Chometz Pesach Nami. Why don't we say the same thing like Gabi Chometz Pesach? The what here also says Kol. And let's go and say that the Kol comes to me Marva. Not only the case of the Teruvis Chometz, but if I were to go and take a half a kezias of bread and a half a kezias of matzah, I eat them both together. Why don't I go and say the same thing? That I should be over the chutzi, not the chutzi shir, but because heter is mitztarefli isur, there you also have the lashon of kol to be marbe. So you're 100% right. You attake b'chayv chomes v'pesach, also heter mitztarefli isur. Not only in the case of the nazir, not only in the case of sa'or bal taktiru, but also now we have a third case of the Chometz of Pesach. So, Frey Timor, if that's the case, when Z'iri came to comment on Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Kol isim b'shev Torah, except for Nazir." Says Z'iri, "You forgot one.
Right.
What about sorry about Taktiru?" He should have said, "You forgot two. Right. What about Chometz of Pesach?"
Well, according to Rabbi Lezer, though, not according to Rabbanan.
According to Lezer, Frey Timor, v'lafuk is Timor, ein achanami. Z'iri really taka held both of them. What means both? Both of them are about taktiru, as well as the din of chametz pesach. Why didn't he mention chametz pesach? Because the whole purpose of Z'iri coming and saying Rabbi Yochanan, stop, no, not just nazir, but also about taktiru, is to correct that we do not learn like Abaye. The Omer Yeshak Torah L'Pachad Mikazayis, because Abaye, when we learned the drasha before, Eli Elakulay Miktzosle Minayin Chatzizayis, and in fact, Abaye holds to be over the din of Sa'or Bal Taktiru, you only need even a mashahu. You don't need a full kezias, which, by the way, is not so astounding, because kezias is achilas adam. You're talking about the mizbeach. What difference does it make? You put a little bit, you put a kezias, you could put the size of an elephant. The mizbeach, it's not physically eating.
It's not satisfied by kezias.
Also, so therefore says he went with Abaye the Omei Shektor Lepachmi kezias. Abaye learned the word mitzosay tak parshipshat that he only put a chotzi zayis and you're going to be over. Kamash Malon. That's why he has to come tell us Ziri Doctor Lav Lepachas mikezias. You're only chayiv if you put a full kezias, even though half of that full kezias, it was the heter, because you put a piece of matzah, and only half of that kezias was the iser, because you put a piece of sahar. But nevertheless, only under those circumstances are you oiver. Not like Abaye, that Abaye says you only have to put a half a kezias of sahar, and you're done. That's why Z'iri only popped up on the sahar, but he agrees the same thing applies to chometz v'pesach, heter mitzar of iser. Yosef Rav Dimi come along. Shmaitzer Rav Dimi repeated the shtickle Torah of Rabbi Yochanan. That Rabbi Yochanan said, "Kol isun shem Torah ain heter, except for nazir." Aha! Omer Levi Rav Dimi, "Kol isun shem Torah ain heter mitzarf yisur." Is that really true? I'll find you other isurim where heter mitzarf yisur. But for now, the case of truma. What's the tin of truma? Hamakfa shel truma. Makfa, says Rashi, is a porridge. If you look at Rashi parallel to our Gemara, Tavshel Kofui, the Ovshel Truma can go in Daisa. Daisa means like a farina. A farina made out of Truma. And Vashum Vashemen Shel Chulin. He had certain condiments or spices which were regular Chulin. Shum is usually garlic, Shemen is oil. Those are Chulin. You mix those together with the Makfa Shel Truma. Then I'll get Tvul Yoyim Mixasin. And Tvul Yoyim touched part of this mixture, part of the farina. Pasal Kulin, the entire thing now becomes posel. What means it becomes posel? It means it becomes tameh. Why does it become tameh? Because remember, tful yoyim has the status of a sheni l'tuma, and when it comes to truma, truma goes until a shlishi. So when he touches the truma now becomes a shlishi. But of course, by truma it stops over there. It doesn't make a revi. Only by kachim doesn't make a revi. That's why we say posel. It really means tameh, but he means posel to distinguish it. It itself is tameh, but it cannot transmit tuma to others. Okay, so far so good. But now let's have the mirror image case, just the opposite. Hamak v'shel chulin. This comes of farina is all chulin. Vashum v'shemin shel truma. Exactly the reverse case. Seshum v'shemin is made out of truma. V'noga tful yoyim miktsasin. And the tful yoyim touched part of this, just like we said before, part of this porridge, part of this farina. Loi pasal ela mokei magoi bilvadi. Only pasals that place that he touched with his fingers, his hand. The rest of it remains tahar. Only where he touched, that becomes tameh. Frank Dimar Vavinimba. Whilst we were learning this, we were saying to ourselves, Mokim Agoy Amai Psula. Why is it possible? Habatli Lahu Tavlin Beroyth. After all, we're talking about a large farina over here. We put in taka some tavlin, but those tavlin presumably are butter beroyth. It's a very small percentage, right? If you go and add sugar or salt to your whatever, it's certainly not the same as the larger piece of volume here too. If you put in some tavlin, okay, so you put in some sugar, some salt, whatever you put in, makes no difference. But whatever you put in, but obviously it's a much smaller percentage. That's not literally sugar or salt, because we're talking about shel truma. There's no truma by sugar or salt, but you get the idea. So you put in something else that adds some time, some flavor.
Shum is Rabbanan, right? Shum is.
We're going to get to that in a moment. But in the meantime, the Gemara talks about the fact that he put in Truma together with the Chulin, and it becomes Tumay on the Mokka Magoi. And the Gemara's obvious question is, L'choyre, if the entire Farina happens to be Chulin, and little pieces happen to be Truma, so when the Tful Yoin touches the Chulin, L'choyre, nothing happens. Because with chulin we know it only goes until a sheni. And the tful yoyim is already a sheni. So when the sheni touches it, it can't be metamid. So just because of this little piece of tavlin, come on, give me a break. It's bakal beroyf. V'yomer abachana, ma tam, you know the reason why is hoyil v'zor loika leyin b'kezayis. The reason is because if a person were to eat now from this porridge, from this farina, and the person is a zor, and it has in it these condiments, it has the shemen and shum of truma, guess what? He's going to get malchus for going and eating from the truma. He's going to get malchus from eating from the truma. Meaning, Rashi says, that means that this is what we call dimua. Dimua is a mixture of chulin and truma. It has a suffix. Dama, yeah, okay, so it's a nice mixture over here. He holds that dimua is min hatoira, and therefore it has a shein truma. It is not as chomer as a regular truma that a zor would go and get misvidei shamayim, but at least it's chomer enough that it has a name truma, that a zor would be loike olav. If you look at the Rashi, the Amar Rabba Bar Bachana, it's two or three lines higher than we're holding the Amar Rabba Bachana's of Rashi. Timu midraisu v'zor loikala b'kezayis mishum the yeshem truma Allah. This mixture, this farina, has a din now of truma. Hilkal gabi tumen nami shem truma Allah. Umil dechamir ketrumatzu. To go and say mamish, like real, full-fledged truma, as they full lifsel es kulan to shanish. That's why it's only Tumas Maga where he put his hands on Mokim Magoy Bulvat. Oh, my time is Zor like Allah, because I is Mishim Zoris. Holy Ochal, Freit Yomara, Freit Rashi. Why would the Zor be like Allah, because I is Holy Ochal Kazayas Truma? After all, if you ate a large portion of farina, you took from the farina, you took it and put it into your bowl, and you ate Kanai Nahara. After all, 95% of it is chulin. Only 2, 3, 4, 5% is this Shum and Shemashul Truma. And the Gemara assumes that that is not a full kezayis. Yet it says that the Zor who eats from this mixture gets patch. Why does he get patch? So Rashi, Lam Yishum Dehetim, it's Tarif Liyasa. And Rashi, of course, is quoting from the Gemara. So let's go back to Gemara. Yom Rabba Bachana, Matam. Rabba Bachana is explaining why in the Sefer, if a person who's a Tful Yoyim touches this farina, which is 95% chulin, and only 5% ishum and shemen, why is it mokem maga? Why does it become tamei? The reason is the Yom Rabbi Bachana. I should say that the Talmud bottle beroyed said Rabbi Bachana matam oil bazar like alein bekazais, because the Torah gives a new name to this mixture. It calls it dimua. It has the status of like second level of truma, and therefore if the zar eats from it, he gets malchus bekazais, and that's why it has enough of a shame truma that in fact the tefillin can be matamid. Not the entire, but whatever he touches, that becomes tamei. Okay, very good. So Timur, hey chidami, what do you mean that the zor is like bekzayis? La mishum dehetem itzav liyeser. Don't we see over here that even though he ate a kezayis, maybe he even ate two kezayisim, but 90% of that kezayis was chulin. There's only 5 or 10% that was the truma, and nevertheless you get pech. So you see that hetem itzavli. Isur. This was your question before, if 90%, 10%. So Gemara is saying, even if the vast majority happens to be the farina, it's mitzaref to the small portion of the isur of the truma. So Gemara, like, you have no raya from that case of truma, no kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, my kezayis, the ikka kezayis bechtei achilas pras. What means is that this person was very hungry, and he loved farina. This farina totaling was maybe 10 kezesim. Among those 10 kezesim, there were 1 or 2 kezesim of the shemen or the shum. Right? Maybe 5%, 10%. So make whatever concoction you want. Just make sure that the total amount includes 1 full kezias of shum the shemen. And he ate the whole thing, and he ate it quickly. Bechtei achilas pras. Machloik is how long is a Kdei Achilas Pras? 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 9 minutes, whatever it happens to be. He ate it quickly, he ate the whole thing. And guess what? He ate that full kezayis. So it's not because Heter is mitzar of the Isser, but it's because he ate a full Isser of kezayis in this entire farina. Are you telling me for that? You go and get Pech, you go and get Malkus? He? Yes, you do. Stop. So now, what the Gemara asked was the Chodesh Tar Kakashan of Yochanan that I find Hetem Star of Isser by Shar Isurin, not only by the case of Nozir, and not only the case of Seor Ba Taktiru, and not only the case of Chometz and Matzah, but also in the din of Truma. So the Gemara, no. That Kezayis is not a half a Kezayis of the Chulin and half a Kezayis of the Truma. So much that he ate a full Kezayis, Bechtei Achidas Pras. Pray tomorrow. Yehochi amai pligi rabbana leid Reb Lezer bekutach habavli. Why did the Chacham argue with Reb Lezer back in Kutach Habavli? We started off the Gemara that we had a machloikis. The Reb Lezer learns from the Kol l'rabbis the Taruvis Chomets. So what's the reason why the rabbanan disagree? So now, what Rashi says is, what do you mean? The Gemara already said that they don't darshan the word kol. If they don't darshan the word kol, so then they don't believe in Taruvis. Sure, you're right. But since we said at the top of the Yomit that Chometz and Matzah, or Chometz is also one of those Yisurim, that Heter is Mitztarefli Isur, so I know in the Kutach HaBavli there's Shtikul Chometz over there. Eat enough Kutach HaBavli until you'll be eating a Kezayis Bechtei Achilas Pras. And therefore even the Rabbanan should agree, not because of Heter Mitztarefli Isur, but because of the fact that he's eating a full Kezayis of Isur Chometz in this Kutach. Says Gemara, so Elamai, why are you asking me this question? You're asking it kind of rhetorically. Elamai, Mishim, the Hetem, it's Star of the Isser. So he's saying that the reason for a blazer is not because he's eating a full kezayis, bachdei, achilas, pras, but rather because of Hetem, it's Star of the Isser. So if so, if I might plead a bundle later, a blazer, bekutach habavli. So we're still back to square one. Meman of Shach, why would the Chachamim disagree with the case of a blazer, even if they don't learn the kol? But if they agree to the idea that chometz v'pesach heter mitzarf the iser, or whether if you eat a kzayis b'chdei achilas pras, you're oiver, so why did they say that you're oiver? Why did they say it's potter b'lo klal? Says the Gemara, because you have to think this through. Until now you're talking about eating farina. Eating farina, if you have a person who has a good appetite, and you have a lot of kezayis in there, you might have a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. Elahanach l'kutach habavli, remember kutach habavli is a dip. The less be kezayis bechtei achilas pras. That's not normal that a person would eat a kezayis bechtei achilas pras. Because ibe'enei, if you're talking about that you're eating the kutach habavli the way it is, think of a person, many of you who eat steak or french fries, you like to add some ketchup to it. many people eat Franks, they like to go and eat mustard. But did you ever see a person who sits down and says, I'm not interested in the hamburgers, I'm not interested in the french fries, I just love ketchup. And he opens a bottle of ketchup, and he squeezes it out on his plate, and he eats, and he gulps down.
With a knife and fork?
I'm sorry?
With a knife and fork?
With a knife and fork, with a straw, with a spoon, whichever way. Exactly. And he drinks up all of that ketchup. Exactly. So, Frank Dimora, this kazayis of the Chuta Chabavli, this is also a dip. It's very, very similar. See, if he's telling me that he's going to go and eat it be'en, meaning not mixed with anything else, just only the Chuta Chabavli, the kasar, the ka'ochalei, but the daitetz kaladim. This guy is a little bit off. He's not normal. Normal people don't go and drink up bottles of mustard or ketchup or eat up a ganze Chuta Chabavli. It's intended to be a dip. Does anybody go and start eating a baba ganoush here, just spoon after spoon, or hummus or tchina? There probably are people, but that's part of the daita.
What's the kasarif?
Kasarif means to go and eat. And the reason why the Gemara uses the term sarif, because since he's not eating normally, it's just like he's consuming it burning it, right? He's burning the calories, or he's burning the food, and therefore...
He's racing through it.
Exactly. Yeah. He gulps it down. Okay. If you look also Dalit on the side, in the Maseres Hashas, Dalit Upirish Shigoymeya Va'oichel Kamoy Sorfa Chaya. There the Gemara talks about Sorfa Chaya, that eats something which is raw. See, he's Gomeya Va'oichel, he doesn't even think about it. He just quickly swallows it and he gobbles it up. So here also he's a gobbler. So, but the data collapsed. Elamaydi Mishter Kashatar Va'oichel. So you're going to tell me, come on, we're talking about a normal guy. He's going to use it as a condiment, as a dip. No, less than exactly for the Echilas Pras. You could have kutach that lasts for weeks in your refrigerator. Remember, we had the Gemara before that one man the Yama said you did not let her go and sell kutach abavli to a goy within 30 days before Pesach. Because he's going to resell it, because he's not going to finish the chometz before Pesach. And the mitzvah beer chometz is to remove it from the world. So if it happens, if you sell it to the goy before 30 days, or for that matter to a Jew before 30 days, you can assume that they can eat it up before Yontif. However, if you're going to sell it within 29 days, 28 days, then there's a good likelihood he won't finish it up in time, because this is the type of thing that you don't just take spoonfuls of, but you use it as a dip. So therefore you're not going to eat it, because I have the achidus pas. That's the reason why the Rabbanan respectfully disagree with Rebbe Lezer. So why does Rebbe Lezer hold what he holds? Because Rebbe Lezer holds that heter is mitzdarif li'isr in the case of chometz for Pesach. So even if you only ate a small mashahu of those shtikla chometz inside the kutach habavli, that's enough. If as long as they ate enough of a full kizayis of the kutach habavli, part of that 5%, 10% is the chometz, the rest of it happens to be the other ingredients, the milchiks or other stuff that you have in there, fine, heter mitzdarif li'isr. But the Rabbanan disagree.
Right tomorrow. Right?
Sorry?
Right
in this case?
Chometz is also b'mashahu, okay?
No, that's Rabbanan.
That's a cop-out. He wants to know whether the name Hetman Saf is. Frank Dimori, that's Eisvei, Shtei Kedeirois. Achash Chum, V'achash Trumah. We're going back to Trumah once again. We got two pots, one of Chum and one of Trumah. And in front of them we have two. Meduchais are the mortars and pestles that you use to go and crush the spices. Achash Chum, V'achash Trumah. One is Chum and one is Trumah. V'nofel Eilu Teich Eilu. Guess what happened? I had here four items altogether, the two large pots, one chul and one truma, and I had the two meduchais which were grinding and crushing the condiments, the spices. One was chul and one was truma. And if the chul fell into the chul and the truma, and everything is great. But what happens if there was a switch? Sikil es yodaf, one went into the other one. What happens now? Halach is mutarin. Shani oima, because I say a swara or a halacha, the truma trecha truma naflo, chulin trecha chulin naflo. I'm toila that one fell into the other. There's a Gemara used an expression, toila hamakulkul b'makalkil, that when or toila kilkul b'makulkul, that if I have a shayla, then I assume that it's the guilty party, he's the one that's guilty. Okay, fine. So Gemara, the am is k'zayis b'chdei l'chidus pras t'iraisa, amayamrin en shani oime truma l'toich truma naflo. What's the Gemara asking? The Gemara asking is this svara of saying Shani Oimer, this is a Rabbanan Dikas svara, that I have a suffix, I'm not sure. Then mid Rabbanan I'll make them. They say, you know, let's go and take the easy way out, and probably the Truma felt the Truma, the Chulam, and everything is fine, everything is great, and everything is dandy. Okay, Gemara, one second. if these condiments fell into truma, for instance, falling into the chulin, so even though it happens to be a very, very small percentage, nevertheless, what happens if a person goes and takes a bite out of that, the choyr is being over the is of truma, like the Gemara said before, because dimu is the araisa. The amamris, kezayis bechtei achilis pras. The araisa, amai umrinon shani oimit truma, trech truma nofla, maybe truma fell into chulin, and now even if you don't hold the din of heter mitzdarif li isur, you're going to be chayv like in the case of the farina, that if you're going to eat a large quantity of the chulin, and they had within them a much smaller quantity of the condiments, of the tavlin, but nevertheless, the tavlin are truma, then I'm going to have a full kezayis b'chdei achilas pras in this larger porridge, or this larger machal that I'm eating from the chulin. This is what you were talking about, Barry, a few minutes ago, that whole din of Trumas Tavlin is Drabbanan. If this was Takadir Rice, so you'd have a very good point. How can you say Shani Oimer? Since it's Drabbanan, the Drabbanan said, we, the Drabbanan, were the one that said that this Tavlin happens to be Truma in the first place, because Minatari, there's no such thing as Truma by Tavlin. We are the one that we gave the spice to the Tavlin by making it Drabbanan Truma. We the Rabbanan say we can be told that the Truma fell into the Truma and not the Truma falling into the Chulin. But for Eitimara Eisvei, I'll bring you another case where the Chulin won't be able to answer that. We had this Gemara already before. If you remember, we were talking about the Chometz that got lost. I wasn't sure whether the Achbar took it from this bais and to this bais and to that bais. Anyway, so you had two kupais, two big boxes. One was Bet Chulin, one was Truma. Lefneim, in front of them, were Beis Soin. Soin, of course, is a measure, a saw, which was smaller than the two kupais. Beis on Achash Chulin, with Achash Truma. Menof Leilu Techeilu. Some fell here and some fell there. Mutar, Shani Aymer, Chulutek Chulunafla, Trumutek Trumunafla. And here we're not talking about condiments, here we're talking about the real McCoy. So, we're talking presumably about grain. One grain fell into the other grain. The smaller saw, the smaller measure fell into the larger kupa. So what do you say over here? The Amris, Ksayz Bechdei Achilas Pras Tiraisa. What's going to happen if, in fact, the saw of Truma fell into the kupa of Chulin? And then after that, I'm going to go and eat. So you go, comes bottle, nothing. What do you mean it comes bottle? If I eat a large quantity of that chulin, I eat 3, 4, 5, 6 kezayisim, I'm bound to have within that one kezayis of the truma, eating a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras d'oraisa, amai amrin and shani oimer. What heter do I have to go and say? I'm going to be mekel and say, probably truma, doch truma. Why? There's a 50-50 chance that truma fell into the chulin, and I'm going
to
be.
There's 101 ratio for meduma to be batel truma, right? So it's not irreversible.
Exactly, it's not even batel. It's right. It's not batel beroiv. It still remains there. What the Gemara means to say is, how do I know that you go and get malchus for that? Every piece that you're eating happens to be a suffix. Maybe I'm eating truma, maybe I'm eating chulin. The reason why you would go and get malchus, because what he's saying is, but Maman of Shach, if he's eating a very large quantity, there's certainly a kezayis among all the stuff that he's eating. We're assuming that it was blended nicely together.
How can you have a sra if it's a suffix at every kezayis? Every moment, well, maybe I'm not eating it now. Every asra, we talk today dibor.
You can ask that asra any time a person's eating something. Person wants to go and eat chazir or chaylev, I'm going to go and give it, so don't eat. How do I know that he's going to go and eat more than a half a gezayis? Maybe he's just going to eat half a gezayis and he won't be oinish. So I'm assuming, my asra is, if you were to go and eat a gezayis, then you're going to go and be punished. If you go and eat a full kezayis of truma within this larger farina or porridge or macho made out of chulin, you're going to be oimer der aisa. So, Ibazoi, why does he want to say toilin shani oimer? Amalei harachot truma zman azed rabbanon. Einachan, I'm years and years ago, you're 100% right. We're talking about zman azed, unfortunately, after Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Could be we're talking about Nechutz Laaretz. Whatever, or could be this man, the Emma holds the Kitchel Chasbel, and Kitchel Yosel Lovay, since it's only Drabbanan, therefore again the Drabbanan Mekel, just like we say by the Tav. Fine. So with this, we have concluded the challenge that we had to Rabbi Yochanan. What are you telling me? Kol Yisir Shemitoyda ain't had to Mitzarif Yisir. I find by Truma that it is Mitzarif. He said, no, Truma is not Mitzarif. The only reason why you'd be Chayiv, because of Truma, is only to eat a full Kezayis Bechtei Achilas Pas. Frank Timara, let's go back to Nozir for a moment. And you said that Mishras comes to tell you that Hetem Mitzarif the Isir by Nozir. You need to put another drasha. Mishras l'itein tam ki ikar shimshora anovim b'mayim v'yesh v'mtam yayim is chayov. Mikana atodon l'chol la'teira kula. From this I learned l'chol la'teira kula, the din of tam ki ikar. What means tam ki ikar? Tam ki ikar means any time that you have the tam of isur in your kosher product. I went and I cooked soup inside a non-kosher pot, the pot that had been used only a few minutes ago for chazan. And they did a nice job of washing it out, they rinsed it out, and now they went and made a nice kosher chicken soup in it. Ah, what could be more kosher than a kosher chicken soup? But the problem is that they went and cooked it in a chazer pot, that they went, oh, I do this, chazerite. So, guess what happens? If there's enough tam, in other words, if you don't have 60 times the amount of the blias inside the pot, then the whole thing is going to be awesome. Why the whole thing awesome? I ate chazer, chuli, I ate chicken soup. Did you taste a little chazer? Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. I never had chazer before. No, you know, it's comes kishmak. I can understand why they're going like bacon. Yeah. Anyway, the point is, tam ki ikar, that's awesome. How do I know tam ki ikar? From this pasuk of the Mishras. What's the Mishras? I'm sure I know my mind. Instead of putting the challah into the schnapps or into the wine, here we went and put anovim, regular grapes. We put it into the water. You let it soak there for a day, a week, or whatever. And then afterwards, you taste some of the water. Hey, you know what? Mm. Unbelievable. It has a tam. Yeah, it's almost like the temed that we had today.
Yeah.
That you
the
said
leaves.
There that you were talking about the leaves and the sediment, or we're talking about the pits, and they're really tasting the pits. But over here, putting in a tam, it really tastes good. It's geschmack. Ah, ishman tam yayin is chayv. I don't know if any of your mothers or grandmothers did this. I remember my grandmother, Leah Shulam, before the days of Kedem grape juice and all that, she used to always make Rajin Kavain. Rajin Kavain means wine out of raisins. Raisin wine, and we used to go and drink that and have that at the Seder night so that we didn't get shikr. Unfortunately, very often it got sour by the time Pesach came, but that was a separate story. But Lama said that was a Rajin Kavain, so you soaked the raisins, and from that you were able to make wine, and it was quite delicious.
Was it kosher abricosis or just used for kids?
I think the adult. I don't really remember, but I think even the adults use it too. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara, Shimshon Anov Memai V'Yesh Matam Yain Neschay. Oh, so the from the Kana Tadon the Chol Teira Kula that the din of Tam Ki Iker. Now, how do I know Chol Teira Kula? Says Gemara, Manozu Shein Yisuri Yisur Oyler. Main Yisuri Yisur Anov V'Yesh Et Yisuri. Also by Tam Ki Iker. Let's take the Halacham Nozi. Halacham Nozi has three kulois in it. Number one, any Surah Israel. This Nozir, unless he happens to be a Nozir Shimshon, right. He only took upon himself for 30 days. After 30 days, the whole Issa goes away. Then any Surah Israel, no. If you have a Nozir, he's allowed to go and sell bottles of grape juice and wine and anovim. He's just not allowed to eat it or drink it, but he can sell it. It's the Hetali Surah, says Rashi, means what happens with the Nozir after 2 days? He says, I can't hold out. I'm going crazy. He can go to a Chacham. He can be Matir. But nevertheless, also with Tam Kiyaku, we said, if you have a shtick, you feel it, the Mishras Anov, you feel the wine, it's already also Tam Ki Iker. Kilayim, Shisuri Yisroelim, once I have two, you have Chitza, Chartza, and other stuff mixed together, these Kilayim remain also forever. Visuri Yisroelim, says Pentukta Shemalei, you're not allowed to go and deal, you can't go and sell Kilayim, you can't give it to your dog. Vein Hetel Yisroelim, you can go and be Shoyal on your Kilayim, the Kilayim remains also forever. Then you could say the same thing Gabi Orla Bishtayim. By Orla, two out of these three reasons apply, but not the third reason. What's the third reason? The Isuri Isur Oilam ends because after 3 years there's no more Orla. It goes away. Neturvai, and after Neturvai, then it becomes totally Mutter, totally Chul. Exactly right. Tevel, etc. Good. Anyway, so break the Gemara. So what do I see from this? That I need the Mishras to tell you Tam Ki Iker. So how are you learning Reb Lezer back on the Abed? Reb Yochanan, limit Reb Lezer. That what? Did it come to tell you Hetem and Tzav Iser? I needed to tell you the din of Tam Ki Iker, that Bliois and Tam Aser, as if they happened to be the end. Even though I didn't eat a piece of Chazer, I only taste in the Chazer. That's enough. I'm already over the Iser. Everyone, money, Rabbanan. That's stuck in the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yochanan, the Yomek, Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yochanan is going to go to Rabbi Kiva. And, in other words, from the words Mishras Anavim, I have two separately mudim. Lima number one is Tam Ki Iker. That's the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yochanan, back in the Yomek days, he was on Tam Ki Mishras Anavim to go and tell you the din of Hetem and Sarv Iser. Where is this Rabbi Kiva? Until now we had Rabbi Lezer. Who is this Rabbi Kiva? Hi, Rabbi Kiva. Ile Rabbi Kiva, the Masis Netnan. What's the Mishnah? Rabbi Kiva oimen nozi shishora pita biyayin. A nozi that took his pas, he took the bread, dipped it into the wine. And you have a sheer kazayis. Rashi talks about how can you go and measure kazayis by wine. So Rashi says that you go and take a bucket or a glass and you fill it up from one end to the other with wine. And now you dump or you drop a kezias, a real zayas, into this places. Cup, and then guess what? It overflows, like by Abdullah on Matzah Shabbos. That overflow, go and put it together now in another kli. Oh, that's a sheer kezias when you're talking about by liquids. Okay, fine. So what's the deal? So not just shut the yesh by kedayv the tsarif kedei kezias. If you can add together kezias is chayov. Aha. So the Gemara assumes that what does Rabbi Kiva mean that you're being mitzarif and being mitzarif ashtikul pas and ashtikul yayin. I only had a half a kezias of yayin. I have a half a kezias of pas. I dipped them together and I ate them together. I was mitzarif them. I merged them. I joined them together. Oh, then you're chayv. So that's the mandiyama that holds like Rabbi Yochanan by Mishra Sanam comes to tell you the het mitzarev lis. Pray tomorrow. Umimai to mi pas umiyayin. Fill umiyayin lechude. Maybe when he says that he drank a full kazayis, are you leaving us? Lechaim l'shon. Have a wonderful trip.
Bye. Come back.
I'm sorry. You're going to come back? Okay, great. Okay. Maybe it's talking about from Yayin alone. Only Yayin alone he ate a full sheer kezias. Maybe that's what Rabbi Kiva meant. What's the chiddush?
Right. What's obvious?
Exactly. So that's an obvious case. Hokamashmon the avagav taruvis. I might have thought that since this wine was not pure, unadulterated wine, it was wine together with a shtickle pass. Maybe the halacha of being over the issa by a nozir, and perhaps by other isurim too, is dafke if it happens to be pure, unadulterated. Once it's part of a mixture, maybe the Torah didn't answer in that case. And therefore, when it says over here, by tzarif kedei kezayis, it doesn't mean tziraf together with the bread. What the Gemara is assuming is that the wine itself that was within the bread was a sufficient for a full kezayis. That means if I would take this piece of bread and kvetch and squeeze out all of the wine, squeeze it out into a cup, I would have a kedei kezayis. Aha. So Zokti Yomara, Chitay Miyan Lechudi Mayla Memra, Hokamashon, the Avakam of the Terubits, even though it's mixed together with the bread that you're still chayif. And therefore, Vaitai don't know the din of Heter Mitztaref the Issa Libid Rabbi Kiva. Maybe Rabbi Kiva does not agree to Heter Mitztaref the Issa. And the reason why you're chayif but not Shishara Peter Miyan is because you ate a full kezayis. Mayla Memra, even though you didn't just go and drink wine, he ate it in the form of wine dipped bread, that's also, you're so chayv in that case too. So, okay, you have a point. Let's find another Rabbi Kiva. The sign of Rabbi Kiva Oimer. Not the Shara Pita Miyayin. The Ochel Kazayas, me pass. Umiyayin. Chayv. Okay, this is crystal clear. This is not talking about that you only ate a Kazayas of Yayin. Ochel Kazayas, me pass. Umiyayin together. Hetem and Sarf. Isser, chayv. That's what Rabbi Yochanan was saying at the outset. We learned from the Mishra Sanat. Aha. The Rabbanan disagree, and they say, Mishra Sanat, come to tell you the din of Tamkich. Frank the Rabbi Kiva Tamki Iker, mean all the hadas, Rabbi Kiva know the din of Tamki Iker, since he cannot learn it from Mishras Anovim. Yalavi Basim Becholo, from Basim Becholo. Lav Taimi Ba'almahu Vyasa. You have a whole big pot roast, and you put it into the pot, and you're cooking it, and it's going to be delicious, and only afterwards did you find out that it's a milchiger pot, and you didn't have 60 times in the Basar Kenega those blias of Cholov. And guess what? When you start tasting it, hey, how come it has such a chocolatey taste, such a vanilla, milky taste? No, it's interesting. I never had meat like that. You never cooked meat before in a milky kapat. Oh, I love that. Baal movie, also. Just like Basar B'Cholov, Tam Ki Iker is also. After all, the din of Basar B'Cholov, when you eat it, you don't have to eat huge quantities of Basar B'Cholov. As long as you had Basar that cooked B'Chalev Imar, if it cooked one inside the other, and now I can feel the Cholov, then I'm cooked, and therefore I'm Oyvetam Ki Iker. I don't need Mishra Sanavim for that. So it's my Rabbanon, why do they have to learn from Mishas and Nadim? They can also learn from Basu Chal. But when Basu Chal, I can't learn from Basu Chal. The Chiddush, that's a gewaldig Chiddush. And therefore, you can't learn from a Chiddush. My Chiddush, what's a Chiddush? Even the Chudei by Luchudei Shari, Mariadodi, Osir, that sounds like an obvious Chiddush.
Right.
You have over here, Galat Kosher Meat, certified by all the chief rabbis, and it's really. And then you have Chol of Yisrael, certified by all the chief rabbis. Each one on its own is gewaldig delicious. You make a brucha, tremendous. But if you mix the two together, boom, it becomes Osir. That's the Chiddush. That's the Chiddush. Kelaim is the exact same thing. If you go and grow grain within a vineyard, the grapes on their own are delicious. And you can make hamoitzim, and then you can go and make hagofen and make into wine and then kiddush and gebaldik and for arbekois. And the grain on its own, you can go and make matzahs for Pesach. But if you mix the two together, I got kelaim. So you see that this is not so unique. Bas b'chol, we have anything than kelaim. As well, I'll tell you the Chiddush by Bas B'Cholos. To eat torule kule yoyim b'chalba shari. Boshele bishule is osir. The Chiddush is, what happens if I took that same roast beef and I soaked it in milk a whole day and a whole night, and then I was able to go and taste the cholov in it? It's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because it's minat Torah. You're only over on leisavash el gadi b'chalidima. And even though it doesn't talk there about eating, but it has three leisavashes. And the reason why the Torah uses leisavashel to tell you the dinner of achila, because you're only over the isachila di oiraisa if they were cooked together. But if you did it by soaking it, even though you feel the time, you're not. Reminds you now that eat it. Osim midrabanan, but it's not an isa deraisa. There's a din rabbanan of kovush hari hukim avushal.
Right.
When you soak something, you pickle something, it has the same halacha. But that's min rabbanan, not min atayim. So that's the chiddush. That if you soak it, but if you cook it, it's awesome. Okay. So since it's a chiddush, I cannot learn the din of tam ki ikar from there. I have to learn the tam ki ikar
from mishras.
From mishras, according to rabban. Rabbi Akiva, nam vasachol avadi chiddushu. The chayra, the rabban are right. It's a chiddush. If you go and soak it, it's mut. Boshul, it's awesome. So you're right. Forget about Basu Chalav. New then. Eliyahu Migiuli Nachar. That's the famous story of the Klei Midyan, that you have to go and the go in Kashu, the Klei Midyan, Kolashov Be'esh, Taviru Be'esh V'Toyer, and all those things that you're
going to mind.
Exactly. All the halachas Migiuli Nachar that you have to go and Kashu your Kei. Ah. Migiuli Nachar, Lav Taim V'Almahu. After all, when the Klal Yisrael was victorious in the Mechoma against Midian, and they brought back all of those pots and pans, they didn't find chazer in the pots and pans. They were all clean. They took them out of the dishwashers or out of the sinks. They were all nice and clean they took it from the cabinets. So what's the iser? Lav time almost. It's only the blias that time inside. But also, nevertheless, you got to kasher and remove those blias. Hachanami loishna. So therefore, this applies the kolat teira kula. So I don't need mishras anovim for that. Rabbanan Giuli Nachrim Nami Chiddush. That's also Chiddush. The Kolnois and Tamil of Gam is Mutter. After all, anything that stays overnight, over 24 hours, it's really Nois and Tamil of Gam. See, if it's not a Ben Yoima, it's Nois and Tamil of Gam. If it's Nois and Tamil of Gam, it doesn't enhance the taste, it only makes the taste worse. And nevertheless, Kolnois and Tamil of Mutter. How do I know the Gemara in Nevela? Because by Nevela you have that din. Zvahacha Asur. And here you're telling me the Gabri Guli Nachem that it's Asur. So that's also a Chiddush. Rabbi Kiva, that the Mechemes Midyan, where the Torah says you have to go and kasher the Kelim, they were really referring only to those Kelim which had been used that morning, that day. In other words, there was being Mechem in the afternoon, Klal Yisrael was victorious, all of the Kelim that were used that morning to go and make the Milchis and the Fleishiks and everything else still had in it all of those, not the Milchis, Fleishiks, Chazarai, and all these
Isur. The Midianites.
Midianites, exactly.
Right, right.
They're full of Blias of Isur.
For Zora.
Exactly. So it was all that same day. So that's the reason why it's not a Chiddush. But Yomara, Hilkel Ram Lo Yistam L'Gamu, because Ram L'Gamu is usually Rabbanik Dei Bas Yoyma, period. So usually the Halacha of Yistam L'Gamu is only the previous day, the same day, it's not Lo Yistam L'Gamu. So bottom line is, I have a Raya from there, the Kola Teir Kula of Tam Ki Iker, so the word Mishras comes to tell you that Heter Mitzdar of the Yisrael. For Rabbanan, Kedei Bas Yoyma, Namely Efshel Pogma Porta, the Rabbanan say, very, very nice what you said, that it's talking about a kedera which is already which is a bas yoima. So therefore, it's not nois and tamil of gam. It's not nois and tamil of gam with a capital P. Pigam! But a bissel pigam there is, a pigam porta there is. So therefore, even in such a situation where it was only used 3 hours ago, 5 hours ago, Yeah, and it's taka taste over there. Do I really want the taste which is in the walls of the kli to come out and, in a sense, to contaminate already? Yeah, it depends what was cooking over there. But the point is, even there, there's a shtikle pigam, and therefore it's vayter, it's a chiddush. So I cannot learn from Gilui Nachrim. That's why the Chacham say you have to learn from Mishras. While Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yochanan respectfully disagree, we don't learn from Mishras, we learn from the din of Gilui Nachrim. So what do I have Mishras to tell you? Heter mitzarev
liyesh. So what's the Rabbanu Kedir Bas Yom Anami, though after the Lof of Gorda, what is even...
Even a brand new pot, brand new in the sense that I cooked something this morning,
right.
9 o'clock, and now it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Obviously, if that was a milchi gapad, I'm not allowed to go and cook something fleishik, and that's not noisin tam levgam. That I would think is a noisin tam leshvach. Say the rabbanu, no, it's not true. Even there, this ulta ashtikla noisin tam. It's not the same pegam as if it's 24 hours ago. So it's from yesterday. So therefore, it's vayter a chiddush. The fact that the Torah says
that
it's also is a chiddush, and I cannot learn from that chiddush to call
it
teira kula.
I mean, that's a stretch, isn't it? I mean, to say that. It's not pagam at all.
The reason is because you are so familiar with this halacha from infancy, so you would say that from yesterday it's pagam, from today it's not pagam.
The Chum disagrees. It's pagam, and therefore
it's not a big pagam. It's with a small p, not a capital p. So it's vayter chiddush. I can't learn from this. I have to go from mishas. Only Rabbi Ravashi, midrabbanan nishma Rabbi Kiva. Let's now say from the Rabbanan, learn to Rabbi Kiva. What do you mean? Mili Amri Rabbanan Mishras Litin Tam Ki Iker. And from that Tam Ki Iker, Mikanat Don Lechol Yisurin Sheba Toiro. Like we had at the very top of the Omid. From the Mishras, top line, Litin Tam Ki Iker, Shemshor Anobim B'mayim. And from that, Mikanat Don Lechol Yisurin Kula, like by Nozer, and certainly the Gabe Kalayim, and certainly the Gabe Oral, and Kol Yisurin Sheba Toiro. So you see that we started with Mishras Tam Ki Iker, and now we've said that this applies Kol Yisurin Kula, Rabbi Kiva Nami. We started off with the same Mishras, Lehetim and Starv the Isser. Why does Rabbi Kiva say, only by Nazir? How did Rabbi Yochanan start off the Gemara? Kol Yisurin Sheba Toira Ein Hetim and Starv the Isser Chut V'Isser Nazir, because it says Mishras. One of the learned from the Mishras, L'chol HaTeira Kula, that Hetim and Starv the Isser, because done Kol Yisurin Sheba Toira Kula. Amalei told him, if it would only be Nazir, you're right. Mishim Dab and Nazir V'Chatesh Neksum Ke'echad V'Ein Malabdin. The Nozir Hodi Amorim. What's the Chatos? Mention that we will learn tomorrow. So we're up to date, Rabbi Yisai. Have a wonderful day. Yes,
Rabbi Yisai's wife, Yalta.
Yes.